This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Time now to welcome our special guest, someone that I've not seen in a while to speak to, and he has something very much in common with our breakfast co-host. What can that be, do we think?
I think it might be football, Ian.
Do you know our breakfast co-host, then?
I do. Breakfast, West Ham United.
He is West Ham United.
Of course, of course.
Dominic Cole.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. Great side in a horrible stadium.
Oh, don't do it. Now, Dean, you're here for a reason. You're holding someone else's hand there. We'll get some words in now.
Not sure.
And what will happen in a minute is we won't get a word in edgewise, because he's already said, I'm not talking.
Quite right, too. Quite right, too. In fact, what I'm going to do in a minute after I've spoken to you for a couple of minutes, Ian, I'm just going to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, and just leave Sharon here for you.
Well, we can go out and have a cup of tea.
Excuse
me. Have a kick around.
We'll
have a kick. We'll have a kick around.
So you run the shop opposite Morrison's.
Yep.
What's the name of the shop?
Star Signings.
Yep. How long have you been there for?
It was 10 years last week.
Wow, 10 years.
I know.
What made you get into that in the first place?
Well, after I had my injury, the people that set up the shop initially, they needed somebody to help out in there, so I said I'd do it voluntarily. They decided after a few months that they were going to give it up, and I thought, well, I need a job, I need to do something, so I bought the business.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there you are, it's gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, yeah.
In my bedroom are two pictures that I had bought for me years ago. There was a picture of the Emirates Strait Stadium. Don't want to really talk about Arsenal at the moment, but it's the Emirates Stadium. In the same picture, because it's an aerial shot, is Highbury.
That's right, yeah.
And the other one was a David Seaman picture as well.
Yeah, yeah, sign one.
Yeah, sign one, definitely, yeah.
Nice.
So, nice. 10 years, that's incredible.
10 years, I know, the time's gone so quickly.
I'm so glad you're going, but it's still going, because, you know, I know times have been difficult for everyone in the last couple of years, but you've teamed up, and that's the reason why we're going to get Sharon to say, you've teamed up with Sharon, who owns a shop in Scarrett's Lane, and me and my wife looking through the window, and I don't know whether you heard me just now, it's like, it was almost like a Buster moment. It's like, come on, let's break the window and get that picture of John Lennon. There's a lovely picture. Is it John Lennon in the picture?
It is John Lennon, yes.
Yeah, my wife's a big Beatles fan, and her birthday's coming up, and I'm thinking, I can't afford that.
Well, you're going to have to get it then, aren't you?
But you said you can pay for
we
it
we do yeah we will do a substantial deposit down and then an equal 3 monthly payment on any item that's in the gallery,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is always that option to people as well.
No need to break the window, do we?
No. No, please do come in and have a look.
I will do. So how long have you been going?
Martin and I have had the Rembrandt Gallery now for 13 years. Similar to Dean, I used to work for the previous owner. When he retired back to Scotland, he offered it to us to buy, which Martin and I then purchased it, and it's gone from strength to strength, really. Majority of the work we do is framing. We're bespoke framers, and we do exhibitions and things as well. And then last June, we actually teamed up with Dean, and we do all the movie stuff, silver screen, right up to the present day, and it's all signed and authenticated.
So that is like, you know, two people joining up the business, and, you know, a bit of forward thinking and so on and so forth, and here we are.
Yeah, well, there seemed to be a need for it, Dean, didn't there, really?
The space is incredible in the Rembrandt Gallery. It's amazing. My shop is small, and, you know, it's a house. My shop is a house.
It's full, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fairly
full.
Ours
is slightly more spacious. Yeah.
But theirs looks beautiful, and the high-end bits in there look really, really nice.
So you specify, you have sports memorabilia?
Yeah. And a little bit of TV, music, and a little bit of film, but not a great deal, because obviously it goes up to Sharon and Martin at the gallery.
Okay. That's great teamwork. I mean, how wonderful is that? And you say your previous owner owned both?
No, different owners.
Completely different.
Yeah.
But you managed to... So how did you first meet them?
We do a lot of framing for Dean. We started off by doing a lot of the framing for Dean's sporting memorabilia, and really it just went from strength to strength. We kind of talked about it, didn't we, that we thought Newport needed something. Other than just somewhere you could go and buy pictures, we're trying to create an experience. Mm. So it's kind of transporting you back to maybe the golden age of film. We've got lots of bits and pieces coming into the gallery to enhance the pictures. There'll be mannequins with original clothes on, sort of wall settings for our wall pictures and things like that. So we're trying to create a whole experience rather than just basically coming in and viewing pictures.
Wow. I mean, that sounds great. And there you are, look, we can't get a word in edgeways.
That's what my husband says.
Are you always this chatty?
Yeah. Yes, so, I'm famed for my friendliness.
So how does it work? So, say for instance, if you go and get stuff, where do you go? How do you sort of fill your walls?
Okay, everything that I've got in the shop comes from three sources. The first source is that we get them ourselves. So I have lads who work for me go over to Southampton. They went over on Saturday for the Saints West Ham game and got loads of West Ham bits. I've got a couple of the Andy Carroll greatest goal of all time in history ever overhead kick.
I didn't know he ever got a goal.
Flew into the top corner 5-6. But anyway, we won't talk about that.
He knows his stuff.
So they go over and get those bits done in person. I've got another good friend of mine, a guy called Steve Jones, who played for West Ham in the Premier League. Jonesy goes out and gets autographs for me and for other people. He goes training ground. He had Phil Daniels from Quadrophenia at the weekend. He's hoping to do a couple from the Rolling Stones in the next few weeks. And then thirdly, and my biggest supplier, is a guy called Mark McLennan. And Mark is the guy who authenticates everything on the Channel 4 show Posh Porn, the pawnbrokers up in London. And you see him quite often shattering people's dreams when he tells them that the £25,000 Oasis signed guitar that they bought isn't real.
Wow.
And he is one of the most renowned authenticators and autograph sellers in Europe. So I get everything from him. I buy nothing from anywhere else.
Okay, so what do you have on your wall, Alan?
On my wall, bits that I've got at the minute, I've got a Bobby Moore signed 50th anniversary World Cup piece. I've got Man United bits, I've got Liverpool, I've got Arsenal, Tottenham, West Ham, all sections of those. So, like the West Ham one that Steve got for me is called Farewell Boleyn from the last game at West Ham, and it's signed by Jeff Hurst, it's signed by Julian Dix, it's signed by all of the current squad, it's signed by Bilic, so Kerbishley, it's got four managers on there, it looks beautiful. So yeah, and then I've got a Paul McCartney on the wall, I've got a couple of Dad's Army bits, but mainly I do my sport, loads of boxing. I've got Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, so yeah.
Right, crikey.
Yeah. It's a bit different than it was.
We should get an invite round to tea.
Come
night.
Round any time.
You know, we used to go round. I remember going around your house when you lived up Staplers, and your mum made us a sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
And we played football. There was a little lawn outside
That's
your
right,
house.
In the back, yeah.
They ruined it by putting a flower bed in.
I know, I can't believe it. And saying no ball games. Yeah. I mean, don't they know that that was our Wembley?
Yeah, we did match of the day on a regular basis.
We certainly did. I think I always came a very poor second to your
I don't know about that.
To your footballing prowess.
So what have you got on your walls at home?
We've got we start from the 1920s, so we've got things like signed Mary Pickford pictures, we've got Lauren Bacall, Humphrey Bogart's, we've got everything and anything from the silver screen basically up to the present day, massive James Bond section, Daniel Craig, Roger Moore, we've got Sean Connery, everybody really you could think of. And we've also got some more sort of iconic people as well, Elvis Presley, we've got a beautiful signed Elvis Presley, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Beautiful presentation. And we've also got Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland, and also the Tin Man, and they're all signed and authenticated as well. So it really is a big thing in the gallery. And we're actually, to be fair, we're doing so well and it's been so popular, we are actually extending upstairs at some point in the future as well, because it's really been very well received, isn't it?
It has been really good, and it looks fantastic.
All the pieces are professionally framed by my husband, because everything's done upstairs, nothing's taken away. The mounts are all professionally cut as well. And it just makes a really nice piece to have on the wall. Obviously, the signature is the main thing that people want to collect. So whether you're a serious collector or you really just want something that bit special to be able to give for a gift. I mean, these are quite unique items. I mean, obviously, I know that they sign more than one piece, obviously. But the way that we present it is quite unique. So, you know, we hope people will enjoy it.
So your husband does a framing?
He does everything upstairs. His workshop's upstairs. We do everything we do is conservation standard. We bespoke frame. So we frame everything from football shirts to coin collections to cross stitches. To everything you can think of, really.
Oh, right. So if I got something and I said, okay,
that's predominantly what we are. We're framers, and then we have the gallery, and it complements each other.
So what about you then, when you're on the hunt for something? I mean, is there anything that you think personally you
want to get? Dean loves me because I particularly have an interest in 1920s and 30s. So I go for kind of the older style people, so they're a little bit more obscure sometimes to get, aren't they, Dean?
A little bit.
So, well, I like to give him something to do, you know. But we,
Dean,
you
at
know,
this point is making a face.
He is, yeah. He normally does. Well, he makes a face when he enters the gallery, and he normally makes an even worse one when he goes out when I've asked for things. But sometimes, I mean, it takes a while to get some signatures because obviously they have to be authenticated, and obviously to obtain the signature in the first place, there's a lot of legwork to be done. Sometimes Mark is lucky enough to be able to go and purchase collections, but they say that they've been authenticated, but then he has to re-authenticate everything before we can obviously have it. So it's not a 5-minute job sometimes to get these things, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. The other thing that I forgot to mention was I'm an AFTAL, well, we're an AFTAL authorised dealer. Now, AFTAL is the Autograph Fair Trade Association, and we are recognised by Trading Standards and the police. To sell genuine autographs, we have to go through a great deal of vetting to be an authorised dealer. It's not something that you can just say, I want to be one of those, and you're given that. So you have to prove where your autographs come from. You can be inspected at any time by one of the main AFTAL dealers. Wow. Any AFTAL dealer can walk into the shop and go through every single autograph that you've got in the shop. So,
crikey.
Yeah.
So, if just say, for instance, if there was one thing that you could get your hands on, what would it be, Dean?
For me, I think we've got one coming, to be honest, because of the Ireland...
Oh, don't tease.
We're teasing.
Because of the Ireland Festival, I went when I was very, very young.
I wasn't born.
And, you know, you can go off people.
I was wondering
I'm just
going to
go and get my stuff.
Like,
I know. We've got coming Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow.
Isle of Wight piece, which is going to be... The mount is going to have pictures from the Ireland Festival that
Chris we've got Weston. From Chris Weston.
Yeah, right.
Did the photographs for the 1970 Festival, because we're friendly with him, and he's supplying us the images, and Doug White's images of Jimi Hendrix as well. So we're really honoured to be able to put those
Good
in the
grief.
Mount. So, yeah, it's really going to be quite a spectacular piece.
It's going to be amazing.
At that gig... one of our presenters, Chris Mew, who's really ancient, 74, is in a band now at the moment, Chris was a stagehand, and he stood on the side of the stage watching, so I don't suppose he'd be in the photo, but we could sort of superimpose him in.
Yeah, just stick him in, a little bobblehead in the far left-hand corner, that'd be fine.
We've got some massive crowd shots as well, and we also have Chris Weston's big panoramic, the 1970 panoramic, and people will come into the gallery and they'll go, I'm sure that's me sat there, or that is me, and they're like little pinheads, but they do try and make themselves out, don't they? So they're
What about you, Sharon? If there was one thing you'd get hold of, what would it be?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Or just put it another way, if somebody comes around your house and says, right, I'm having all of this, you can have one pin.
Around the house?
Yeah.
Well, the house would be slightly different because we also have Siberian Huskies. So our house is actually full of pictures of Siberian Huskies and wolves and movie stars.
Right.
So it's a bit different.
Okay,
so,
but which one would you pick?
Oh,
we're going to empty the walls. Everything's got to go.
Know.
Which one would you say, I've got to keep that?
Picture of our dogs.
I'm keeping my picture of Ludo, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to say it's
probably... Yeah.
No
choice.
Our kitchen is 1920s based, so obviously I have a lot of really very special pictures in the kitchen, so probably one of those I would have said I'd keep.
Wow.
Listen,
I could talk to you guys all day. Do you want to come back and do an hour-long lunchtime social and just talk about stuff? Because this is just... This is blowing my mind, because I'm thinking on my wall I've got a picture of me and Paul Young, and that's like... I've seen it. There was another one as well. I don't know how much would... If just say, for instance, if I bought that to you now and said, look, I need to sell this, how much would you buy it for?
Right, because I've known you for so long, Ian, I would give you a special price, and I'd probably give you a pound.
A pound?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Is that enough for a cup of coffee?
Probably, yeah. If you go to the right place.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a story behind that. There's a picture of me and Paul Young, okay, and you've seen the younger, the older picture of me, where I lost about three stone, and he's signed a previous picture where I was three stone heavier. And he's put on the glass, he signed the glass and said, "Woo, look at you, who is this slim chap?" And signed it Paul Young. And you haven't seen that one.
No, I haven't seen that one.
But so there's two pictures, three years apart. Okay, one, I'm looking slim and, you know...
Looking
and
good.
Film star-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you always have.
Albert Steptoe.
That was more me, to be honest.
And the other one, three stone heavier and looking like a right porker. But the funny thing is Paul Young is wearing exactly the same T-shirt in both pictures.
No.
Yeah. How funny is that?
It's a tough life as a pop star, you know. They haven't got a lot of money.
It is. So will you come back?
Yeah, of course we will.
Because it's fascinating.
Yeah.
You must have. What was the first thing you ever got?
Now then, the thing that got me into this was my ex-wife bought me a Lennox Lewis, was my favourite boxer. I think Lennox Lewis is one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. She bought me a wonderful signed Lennox Lewis glove. It was amazing, and that's what got me started. And then when Bridget and Fergus took the What's My Shop Now, when they opened their shop, we were their first ever customer, where she bought me a Yossi Benayoun signed West Ham picture.
Right.
And that's what started me. And from that, I don't quite know how, I've now got a collection, which is, I mean,
huge.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
It's a huge collection by the sound of it.
And what we'll do, Ian, is if you want us to, I meant to do it today, we'll bring a couple of bits down that you can
definitely
have a look at. And
brilliant.
Yeah.
You can take photos and stick it on Twitter or whatever you want to do. Or
maybe we can come to the shop.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Come to the shop and do a sort of an outside broadcast or something. Just talk us through something. That would be great. That would be really good. So what got
you
into it, Sharon? What was the first thing you ever got and thought, wow, this is what I want to do?
Well, we, as I say, we started as a framers, so we've done various exhibitions over the years, and it was last year that Dean sort of came up to us, wasn't it, and spoke to us about it, and you just bought some sample pieces, some typically 1920s, 1930s, just to whet my appetite, wasn't
it? Oh, that's right, it was in the book,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was in the book.
Yeah.
Dean bought us a book up, and he said, oh, you're welcome to borrow this book if you want, and my husband's going, oh my gosh, no, don't give her a book, that's fatal, because you want every picture in it. So we went from the book, didn't we, and I said, well, could you possibly get like a Joan Crawford and various different actors, didn't I? And
you just
brought them up, and we started from there. We started with sort of 10 pictures on the wall, and now we have in excess of 60, 70, 80 pictures, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's really gone from strength to strength like that.
Okay. Look, is there a website? You got a book of websites?
Yeah, I've got my I do more on Facebook, and
so
Facebook. Mine is Star Signings IOW.
Okay.
Have a look on the Facebook. Everything that's new that comes in, I stick up on there. So have a look at it. Give the page a like and see what we do.
Brilliant. Okay.
Ours is the new Rembrandt Gallery. We have got a website, but again, as Dean says, we tend to do more things on Facebook, which I have to admit I'm a little lax, but I'm getting better at putting things on there. I do get a nudge occasionally. So yeah, we've got lots of things on Facebook. When new items come in, I do try to list them that they're on there as well. So
brilliant. Okay. Look, it's great to see you, Dean. It's great to meet you, Sharon.
And
you're going to come back and do an hour long session. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited. Okay, thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thank you. www.vectusradio.com.